Number 23 by E.E. Cummings. Voices to voices, lip to lip, I swear to no one, everyone constitutes undying, or whatever this and that petal confutes, to exist being a peculiar form of sleep. What's beyond logic happens beneath will, nor can these moments be translated. I say that even after April, by God, there is no excuse for May. Bring forth your flowers and machinery, sculpture and prose. Flowers guess and miss, machinery is the more accurate, yes, it delivers the goods, heaven knows. Yet are we mindful, though not as yet awake, of ourselves which shout and cling, being for a little while, and which easily break, in spite of the best overseeing. I mean that the blonde absence of any program, except last and always and first to live, makes unimportant what I and you believe. Not for philosophy does this rose give a damn. Bring on your fireworks, which are a mixed splendor of piston and of pistol, very well provided an instant may be fixed, so that it will not rub like any other pastel. While you and I have lips and voices which are for kissing and to sing with, who cares if some one-eyed son of a bitch invents an instrument to measure spring with? Each dream nascitur is not made. Why then to hell with that, the other, this, since the thing perhaps is to eat flowers and not to be afraid. Number 25 by E.E. Cummings. My sweet old etc. Aunt Lucy, during the recent war, could, and what is more, did tell you just what everybody was fighting for. My sister, Isabel, created hundreds and hundreds of socks, not to mention shirts, flea-proof ear warmers, etc., wristers, etc. My mother hoped that I would die, etc., bravely, of course. My father used to become hoarse, talking about how it was a privilege, and if only he could, meanwhile, myself, etc., lay quietly in the deep mud, etc., dreaming, etc., of your smile, eyes, knees, and of your, etc. Number 52 by E.E. Cummings. If I or anybody don't know where it, her, his, my next meal's coming from, I say to hell with that, that doesn't matter. And if he, she, it, or everybody gets a bellyful without lifting my finger, I say to hell with that, I say that doesn't matter. But if somebody or you are beautiful or deep or generous, what I say is whistle that, sing that, yell that, spell that out big, bigger than cosmic rays, war, earthquakes, famine, or the ex-prince of whoses diving into a what's-is to rescue Miss Nobody's probably handbag, because I say that's not swell, get me, babe, not understand me, lousy kid, that's something else, my sweet. I feel that's true. Number 69 by E.E. Cummings. Of all the blessings which to mankind progress doth impart, one stands supreme, I mean the animal without a heart. Huge this collective pseudo-beast, sans either pain or joy, does nothing except pre-exist, its hoy in its polloi. And if sometimes he's prodded forth to exercise her vote, or made by threats of something worse than death to change their coat, which something, as you'll never guess, if 50,000 years, equals the quote and unquote loss of liberty, my dears, or even is compelled to fight itself from tame to team, still doth our hero contemplate in raptures of undream, that strictly and how scientific land of supernod, where freedom is compulsory and only man is God. Without a heart the animal is very, very kind, so kind it wouldn't like a soul and couldn't use a mind. Number 70 by E.E. Cummings. A salesman is an it that stinks, excuse me, whether it's president of the USA or a gentleman named Mr. Finger isn't important. Whether it's millions of other punks or just a handful absolutely doesn't matter. And whether it's in lingerie or shrouds is immaterial. It stinks. A salesman is an it that stinks to please. But whether to please itself or someone else makes no more difference than if it sells. Hate, condoms, education, snake oil, vacuum cleaners, terror, strawberries, demokra, caveat emptor, see, superfluous hair, or think we've met some human rights before. Number 79 by E.E. Cummings. Let it go. The smashed word broken open, vow or the oath cracked lengthwise, let it go, it was sworn to go. Let them go, the truthful liars and the false fair friends and the boths and neithers, you must let them go, they were born to go. Let all go, the big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest, and all things, let all go, dear. So comes love. Number 89 by E.E. Cummings. When serpents bargain for the right to squirm, and the sun strikes to gain a living wage, when thorns regard their roses with alarm, and rainbows are insured against old age, when every thrush may sing no new moon in, if all screech owls have not okayed his voice, and any wave signs on the dotted line, or else an ocean is compelled to close, when the oak begs permission of the birch to make an acorn, valleys accuse their mountains of having altitude, and March denounces April as a saboteur, then we'll believe in that incredible, unanimal mankind, and not until. Number 94 by E.E. Cummings. If, touched by love's own secret, we, like homing through welcoming sweet miracles of air, and joyfully all truths of wing resuming selves into infinite tomorrow steer, souls under whom flow mountain, valley, forest, a million wares which never may become one, holy, strange, familiar, holy, dearest, more than reality of more than dream. How should contented fools of fact envision the mystery of freedom? Yet among their loud exactitudes of imprecision, you'll silently alighting, and I'll sing, while at us very deftly a most stares colossal hoax of clocks and calendars. Number 96 by E.E. Cummings. The great advantage of being alive instead of undying is not so much that mind no more can disprove than prove what heart may feel and soul may touch. The great, my darling, happens to be that love are in we, that love are in we. And here is a secret they never will share, for whom create is less than have, or one times one than when times where, that we are in love, that we are in love. With us they've nothing times nothing to do, for love are in we am in I are in you. This world has timorous itsters all, to call their cowardice quite agree, shall never discover our touch and feel, for love are in we, are in love, are in we, For you are and I am, and we are above and under all possible worlds in love. A billion brains make coax undeath from fancied fact and spaceful time. No heart can leap, no soul can breathe, but by the sizeless truth of a dream, whose sleep is the sky and the earth and the sea, for love are in you, M, and I are in we. Number 12 by E.E. Cummings. Too old once upon a no more time men sit, look, dream. Number 35 by E.E. Cummings. Light's lives lurch, a once world quickly from rises, army, the gradual of unbeing, fro on stiffening greenly air, and two ghosts go, drift slippery hands, tease slim float twitter faces, only stand with me, love. Against these, it's until you are and until I am dreams, until comes vast dark, until sink last things. Least all turns almost now, now almost swims into a hair's width, into less, into naught. Love, stand with me while silence sings, not into nothing, and nothing into never, and never into touch me, love, forever, until is and shall be and was our night's total exploding million-minded who. Number 38 by E.E. Cummings. Why must itself up every of a park anus stick some quote statue unquote to prove that a hero equals any jerk who was afraid to dare to answer no? Quote, citizens, unquote, might otherwise forget, to err is human, to forgive divine, that if the quote state unquote says, kill, killing is an act of Christian love. Nothing in 1944 A.D. can stand against the argument of military necessity, generalissimo E. An echo answers, there is no appeal from reason, Freud. You pays your money and you doesn't take your choice. Ain't freedom grand? Number 54 by E.E. Cummings. Maybe God is a child's hand, very carefully bringing to you and to me, and quite without crushing the papery, weightless, diminutive world with a hole in it, out of which demons with wings would be streaming if something had, maybe they couldn't agree, not happened, and floatingly in two. Number 31 by E.E. Cummings. Afloat on some, I call twilight, you'll see an inch of an if, and who is the more dream than become, more am than imagine.